This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 1st, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is a draft interpretive rule on when certain independent expenditures are publicly disseminated for reporting purposes. This had its genesis in our discussions on the UAPEC audit, which is actually the following agenda item. One of the issues that audit raised had to do with determining the dissemination date for certain types of independent expenditures, like T-shirts or yard signs. And while the issue is resolved for purposes of the audit, we thought an interpretive rule might be a useful way to provide some who encounter this issue with some guidance going forward. Agenda document 11-52 represents some initial work on this topic and is in a draft stage so that we might seek some comment from the public. I want to thank members of the General Counsel staff, including Ms. Helmsley, Mr. Lutz, and Ms. Rothstein, for their work in helping us prepare this draft. We made this draft available today so that any interested parties could share comments on the draft with the Commission in advance of our consideration of this document later this month. As the document notes, we're asking comments by September 19th. The Commission will then consider those comments and this topic at our September 22nd meeting. So I don't want to preclude any other discussion by my colleagues, but we did want to provide this, get this document out today for public comment in advance of our next agenda item. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to point out that the reason this comes up is that what we're talking about are things like hats and handbills and T-shirts, things that inherently get personally distributed. And this doesn't affect things like publication dates for it's easy when somebody puts out a newspaper ad or broadcasts an ad on cable to figure out when the ad was distributed or disseminated. It's pretty clear cut. But when items get delivered to a warehouse and then they get handed out, maybe they get handed out in stages, then it becomes a lot more complicated to figure out what is the precise date that should be used for reporting purposes. So we're trying to add a little bit of clarity to that issue, but I wouldn't want anybody to think that in adding perhaps some clarity on when hats are handed out. I don't want us to be muddying the waters on when a broadcast ad is run or when a newspaper ad is run, because those things are completely clear and easy to determine.
Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. I agree with all that. Just want to say it.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
There's a lot of agreement today.
As was already mentioned, this issue arose in the context of actually the next item on the agenda, which was an audit of a union, and some of us had some trouble with what was going on there because, you know, I learned that unions print up their signs and then ship them to the locals and then sort of hand the stuff out piecemeal, but they weren't particularly sure when stuff was handed out publicly. So when it came time to file independent expenditure reports, they sort of did the shoulder shrug and said, "Beats me. We didn't know when to file." And that made some sense to me because, well, it's not the sort of thing that the rule itself really spoke to with any sort of detail. At the time of the rulemaking, the concern was on TV ads and mail pieces and newspaper ads and the things that are the more traditional. And yeah, believe it or not, if you print up enough T-shirts or enough yard signs, that could be an independent expenditure that might trigger a reporting obligation. And now, post-CU, corporations and unions may hand this stuff out to the public, which is going to perhaps trigger, you know, EC reporting, or at least more questions as to what do we do now? Because now we're having more things go public, so there might be more people doing this kind of thing that didn't have to worry about it before. It is out for comment. We're going to put it out for comment, which I think is important because what we don't want to do is just do something and realize we missed something obvious. But I do want to note that this is not just limited to labor unions. I would have been fine with something that applied specifically to unions. The commission has done that in the past, and how they, you know, how they report various things. I think they're their own creature, and I think the law needs to allow different sorts of folks who participate in politics to do their thing without violating the statute. And I think unions are their own sort of creature. But this does apply to other political committees. And for me, I'm concerned, and I think this doesn't run afoul of anything that the parties do, but I would be curious if the parties think there is an issue, because parties do independent expenditures as well. So this doesn't just apply to unions, this applies to other people, and of course the independent groups that may be doing whatever they're doing, grassroots activities, they may want to weigh in as well to make sure that we're not by providing clarity to a situation that came up in the context of a union, inadvertently causing problems for others, because this is supposed to help. It's not supposed to create any sort of loopholes or any sort of excuse for not reporting. It's just to allow people to come up with a date certain so that they know that when they file the report, or when the clock begins to run as to when they're going to file a report. And ultimately, once things go public, you have to file a report, even under, I think, this draft. So this really moves the date up sooner, if that's easier for the filers, because they're just not sure if they've handed out enough T-shirts to trigger, you know, the monetary threshold or whatnot. That's the intent, is just to simplify for people that already have to file reports. We just want to make sure we don't make it more complicated or by trying to be helpful end up being hurtful. So hopefully people file comments. I'm encouraging people to do so, even if it's a simple looks good to me, that I think would help us all when we hopefully move this in the next meeting.
Anything further? Thank you, Council, for your assistance on this project.